item 1020.
Accept report recommending a contract award to ThyssenKrupp Elevator Corporation for the Justice Center Elevator Modernization Project, not to exceed $1,535,827.
Greetings.
Good morning.
Do you want to read the other one, too?
Correct, we have two.
Okay. Read the other item, 1021.
Oh, you want them together? Okay,
yes.
And 1021, please. Sorry about that.
Accept report recommending a contract award to ThyssenKrupp Elevator Corporation for the Smart Park Elevator Modernization Project, not to exceed $3,218,005.
Good morning.
Morning.
Scott Schneider from Procurement Services. You have before you two procurement reports this morning, each recommending an award of a contract for elevator modernization services. Both of these contracts resulted from the same competitive solicitation. The first is for four elevators in the Justice Center building for a not-to-exceed amount of $1,535,827. The second is for eight elevators in three separate Smart Park garages for a not-to-exceed amount of $3,218,005. On June 20th, 2019, the Chief Procurement Officer advertised invitation to bid 1281, and on July 31st, two bids were received for the Justice Center modernization, and one bid was received for the Smart Park modernization.
Can I ask you, why would only one bid? I mean, that seems like a fairly lucrative business, and it's a competitive business, so why only one?
Yeah, it's, I think that there are a limited number of firms that do the work for the Justice Center modernization. We did get two bids.
Okay.
When we asked the second bidder why they didn't bid on the Smart Park modernization, they said it was too much work to take on at one time.
Sorry?
Too much work to take on at one time.
Too big a contract?
Too big of a contract.
Oh, interesting. Okay. All right, thanks. I was just curious.
The city issued a notice of intent to award contracts for both modernization projects to ThyssenKrupp Elevator Corp. on August 6th. No protests were received. ThyssenKrupp Elevator Corp. has a current City of Portland business tax account and is in compliance with the city's contracting requirements. It is not a COVID-certified, minority-owned, women-owned, service-disabled, veteran-owned, or emerging small business. There are no subcontractors on these projects. And based on the engineer's estimates, the Bureau's confidence level for the procurement is high. If Council has any questions about the solicitation process, I can answer those. Or representatives from Facility Services are here in chambers to answer questions about the projects.
Colleagues, Commissioner Hardesty.
I'm just curious, going back to the mayor's original question, what is the universe of people who are available to do elevator upgrade? And how diverse is that pool?
Hello, my name is Gianna Giroux, and I'm the project manager on the Justice Center, and both Jeremy Hunt and I were at the pre-bid meetings. I would just tell you that we had a list of about 12 different firms that we reached out to and contacted. Some of those were too busy to consider coming, so they just did not. But we did end up with four bidders at the pre-bid meeting. As far as diversity within them, I can't tell you a lot about their staffing because I'm not that familiar with their staffing. But there was a variety of firms, from small local firms to large firms. I think the only large firm that we were not able to contact was Otis, and otherwise, which happened to have been busy in several of our existing city buildings. But we did have four come through the walkthrough. We actually had, on the Justice Center, three bids turned in. One of them was past the deadline because he had pulled it off. So, and that one was one of the smaller ones. The two that did turn it in on the Justice Center were pretty good sized ones. And as he mentioned, even they were saying how busy they were and how, you know, backed up they were for several months, so.
Thank you so much for that info, and I'm appreciative of your response. I guess my question is, as we continue to do elevator repairs, are we going to continue to contract with the same individual company because they tend to be the only one that one of two that will bid on these contracts? My concern is that we get comfortable with people that we contract with, and we're not more creative about looking for other opportunities to help people build wealth in our community, a diverse group of people to build wealth in our community.
I appreciate that concern, and I think we really made an effort to reach out to several. As I indicated, I mean, one of those other firms was so busy on other projects that the city had. There is some benefit to having some consistency, especially when you get to the smart parks with some of the repeating ones, but we do not make that part of our selection reason other than trying to make sure we have a diverse group when we first go out to bid.
Which is not quite the same as having a diverse group of people that we contract with.
True, but we can't force them to bid.
Very good. Any further questions? All right, this is short and to the point with regard to the report. 1020, Commissioner Fish has moved. Can I get a second?
Second.
Call the roll.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Hardesty.
I know that this is work that we planned for well in advance because we know elevators need repair and we know that these contracts are coming down the pike. I continue to be just a little frustrated with the reasoning that we have that we don't have a diverse pool of contractors that we are cultivating along the way. I just hope that we we take the opportunity to be creative. I suspect there'll be more of these same kind of contracts coming down the pike, and it's just really disappointing that we seem to have the built-in excuses for the contractor rather than actually encouraging the contractor to be more creative and create more opportunity. If we say as a city we want to make sure that women and people of color have opportunities with city dollars, then we actually have to act differently than we've done in the past. I vote aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The report's adopted. 1021, please. Make anybody
move the report.
Second.
Motion from Commissioner Fish, a second from Commissioner Fritz. Please call the roll.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Hardesty.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The report's accepted. Thanks a lot for your presentation. Short and to the point. Item